From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Birmingham, Alabama was once home to vibrant iron and steel industries, but both have been on the decline there for decades. Next month, hundreds of metal workers will again gather in Birmingham. They'll be meeting at the old Sloss Furnaces, now a National Historic Landmark. And they're coming to pour metal for the National Conference on Cast Iron Art. As Lisa Morehouse reports, the iron and steel industries that built Birmingham are taking on a new life.
From the road, the Sloss Furnaces site looks like a jumbled pile of rusted metal, like a strange pipe organ rising from the streets between the freeway and the train tracks. But get a little closer, and that tumble of metal starts to take the shape of tubes, boilers, and furnaces. And in an open-sided shed the size of a football field, the winter light shines on piles of brake drums and radiators. Sculptor Remy Hanneman hammers them apart so that a furnace can turn them into molten metal. Hanneman's the furnace master at Sloss.
I have one of the hotter, more sicky jobs, and getting burned all the time.
Hanneman's one of four artists in residence at Sloss who turns scrap metal into works of art, like the countless sculptures that populate the site. His colleague Heather Spencer is making pull toys for her baby son, like iron dinosaurs with wooden wheels. Spencer's enchanted by Sloss for the work she does here and for its importance in Birmingham.
This place is magical. You know, it's so still and quiet, and there's just so much history. When you think of Birmingham, you have to think about Sloss.
Sloss was part of the iron and steel industry that built the city after the Civil War. 79-year-old Pat Shelby's grandfather helped build the company's first furnaces, and he worked at Sloss more than 40 years. He remembers when blast furnaces, coke plants, and open hearths lined the streets of Birmingham.
It was the Pittsburgh of the South, the magic city. That's the reason it came here. All the basic raw materials were located in Jones Valley. Iron ore, limestone, coal, everything you needed to make iron. So that's the reason the industry settled here in Birmingham.
By World War I, the company was among the largest producers of pig iron in the world, and the industry stayed dominant until the 1970s. But it was dangerous work with a troubled racial history. Until the late 1920s, mines relied on mostly black convict labor, and Sloss and other companies used segregated workforces through the 60s. Houston Williams put in 39 years at Sloss.
Everybody treated me nice, black and white, but that was just a rule back then, you know, and just certain jobs, it wasn't none of yours, you know. It belongs to white people. They tell you that from the beginning.
Williams was even born in the company's housing quarters, built specifically for African-American workers like his father. As a kid, he'd bring his dad lunch at the site, and he remembers being mesmerized watching nighttime iron casts.
We used to walk up there and stand on the viaduct, you know, watch it. At night, it's real pretty, that bright orange color, you know, just like fireworks, you know, so pretty. And see those sparking off of it like that. So I loved it. I'm glad I was a part of it now.
Today, artist Heather Spencer has the same feelings about iron pours.
The first time that I saw them tap the furnace and that molten metal come out, I was totally sold and in love and considered myself a metal worker or a metal artist ever since then.
Sloss became a National Historic Landmark in the early 80s, one of the few industrial sites in the country to hold that title. Remy Hanneman.
It is part of our history. It's kind of like a ghost town now, but you can still walk through here and get the feeling that the plant's still running.
From his studio that once was the bathhouse for African-American workers, Hanneman relishes his role in Sloss's story.
On a very tiny, tiny scale, I'm doing what these guys used to do way back in the day, except I'm making art.
With a metal arts program providing workshops for the public and summer classes for kids, Sloss is still relevant, even though the economy of Birmingham is no longer dominated by steel and iron. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Morehouse.